Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The Word of God at Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Building one's house is an effort of considerable magnitude. It is built upon a good foundation with the reasonable expectation that it will stand. The foundation has to do with stability. Jesus was talking about building our lives. You cannot build a good life without building upon the rock. And to build upon the rock is to be not hearers only, but doers of the word. Jesus talked about classes of people. We find ourselves in one of two classifications. We may be wise, we may be foolish. In this illustration, one house fell, and great was the fall thereof, because it was built upon the sand. It is the worst kind of strategy to be a hearer and not a doer of the word. If you fail to build your life, to stabilize your life, to save your life, you have acted foolishly. It is the man who hears, believes, and obeys the word of God that is building his life for eternity. Jesus said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke the 6th chapter and verse 46. What does it mean to be lost? It means that your building will be destroyed. I read at Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 through 14. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, "Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." To be properly attired on this occasion was to have on the wedding garment. The one man not having a wedding garment was invited. He came. He was the kind of man typical of persons in our society. He was an insolent guest. His presence was an exhibition of boldness, but he was arrogant. He presumed to be there, unprepared for the occasion. The man without a wedding garment was cast out. He was unprepared because he was arrogant and neglectful. What price we pay? There is outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. There are many unprepared to meet the Lord in judgment. What does it mean to be lost? It means that we will be speechless. The parable of the 10 virgins is found at Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Matthew chapter 25, verses 6 through 13. The virgins are waiting for the coming of the bridegroom. This is a parable depicting the expectations of those who enter the church. Therefore, they are waiting for his coming. They are supposed to be ready for it. The five foolish virgins were in trouble because the bridegroom tarried. We need to be prepared when the Lord comes. The uncertainty of the coming of the bridegroom represents the fact that you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The foolish were not ready. They had the same lamps and the same opportunity, but they were not ready. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Notice the longing, the desire, the effort to enter once the door was shut. The foolish said, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." What does it mean, "if I am lost"? It means that the door will be shut. The Word of God is relevant. It serves to help us, warn us, save us, and encourage us regardless of the circumstances of life. Jesus saves. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. We are saved by the blood of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. We are saved by grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. We are saved by faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. We are saved by repenting of our sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. We are saved by confessing the name of Christ before men. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Baptism saves us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. We are saved by a number of things. We are saved physically by breathing, eating, and sleeping. We are saved physically by a number of things. Someone said, "Grace is free. So is the air. But we must breathe it or die." We must appropriate the grace of God. When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. The blood of Christ is the foundation of man's hopes for deliverance from sin. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, is a leading sentence in the Gospel. When Christ had paid the price by his death on the cross, the apostles were sent to every creature. They were told to preach the gospel, and men signified their acceptance of it by renouncing their sins and by being buried with Christ in baptism. Being then made free from sin, they became servants of righteousness. Faith only is a dead faith. What shall we do? This was the important question on the day of Pentecost. We must believe that the answer given is the Word of God. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. They were told to save themselves from this crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. The Lord added daily to the church such as should be saved. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. The saved who were added to the church were saved by blood. They were saved by grace. They were saved by faith. And they were saved by baptism. Knowing the consequences of sin and what it means to be lost, isn't it a wonderful feeling to know that Jesus cares? He gave the gospel. Will you obey the gospel? God bless you, my friend.